This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. During the last decade, Greater Cincinnati has become an increasingly popular hub for entrepreneurs and startup companies. One local business accelerator, UpTech, is hosting a first-of-its-kind career fair at its headquarters in Covington next month. The goal of the event, called UpLink, is to connect talented local students with startups who are looking to make new hires, both full and part-time, as well as who have internship opportunities. Here to discuss UpLink and how local students and startups can participate are UpTech Program Manager Amanda Greenwell, Abby Ober, UpTech Program Associate, and Hudson Chilton, founder of local startup Travel Notes. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Afternoon, everybody. Good
Hi,
to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Amanda, start off by giving us some of the background about UpTech, what it is and why there's a need for an organization like this in Cincinnati.
Sure, happy to do that. So UpTech is a business accelerator located in Covington, Kentucky. We have a partnership that's very unique for our program with Northern Kentucky University and the College of Informatics. Our focus is helping startup companies who have a focus in informatics accelerate. And we do that through a program that we have that's 6 months long. Again, our program's in Covington, Kentucky. We offer funding support, education, mentoring, and strategic connections for our companies to really accelerate the growth and startup of their business.
Compared to the rest of the country, how are Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky doing as a hub for startup businesses? Is this area developing a reputation as a good place to do that kind of thing?
Absolutely. So over the past 5 or 6 years, we've seen a huge growth in startups that are accelerating, and also private individuals and venture capital funds that are willing to invest in these companies. So great things are happening. And because of that, we've seen an explosion of startups in the region, and they're looking for talent. And so we're trying to uncover that talent through our program, our event called UpLink.
And that's coming up on February 9th, correct?
February 9th from 4 to 7 p.m. at UpTech.
Abby, can you give us some more details about the fair? What kind of participation you're expecting, and who's taking part at this point?
Yes, we have 24 startups so far from around the Metro Cincinnati area, which is really awesome. And we're trying to get students and professionals looking to, you know, work with a startup because they need our help and they're making Cincinnati what it is today. So,
Hudson, tell us about the startup company that you founded. It's called Travel Notes, right?
Right. So I'm the founder of a company called Travel Notes. And what we do is we automatically notify your bank of your travel plans so that your credit card's not declined while you're traveling.
Now, people might think that that's a little thing, but my wife was on the road and she tried to use her debit card. And guess what, Hudson? You know what happened, don't you?
Yeah, exactly.
It got declined. So I ended up going to the credit union and spending a great deal of time explaining, oh, she's traveling and can we get the card reactivated, that kind of thing.
Sure.
And with all the identity theft that goes on these days, banks are, they're for good reason, they're really cautious about this issue. And
yep.
That's the whole idea behind Travel Notes then, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So this idea spawned out of my time at Fifth Third Bank. So what I did is realize that this is a huge problem for banks across the United States, spending a lot of money and time helping out their consumers when they travel, whether it's them notifying their bank beforehand of their travel plans that their card's hopefully not declined, or they're calling in like your wife did saying, hey, I'm declined, I'm on the road, I really need to access my cash. So we're just automating that process for travelers so that they, whenever they book a plane flight, their bank is going to be automatically notified of where that plane is taking them, and their bank will be able to make that decision of whether or not to accept or decline their transactions.
So it's a two-way benefit then. The bank benefits from this and the consumer benefits from this.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the great thing about Travel Notes is that we're really serving both parties, whether it's the bank and the cardholder. So it's.
How has UpTech helped you with your business, Hudson?
Yeah. So UpTech has been a huge supporter of Travel Notes. We were accepted into the program about 3 or 4 months ago. And like Amanda said, they give a tremendous amount of support in terms of legal, accounting, and just so many connections throughout the greater Cincinnati area. If there's anybody I ever need to get in contact with, whether it's a mentoring type of role, just general business advice, technology, they're always there to support me. And the other 6 portfolio companies that are in UpTech right now have also been tremendously successful.
As a startup business, how important is it for you to be able to find skilled, talented workers? Are they a lifeblood that can make or break a startup business?
Yeah, exactly. You got that right. So really, you know, the team is the most important part to a company, and UpTech and Uplink are going to be great ways to help startups build out their teams. And what's really exciting about it is students are going to have the opportunity to work for these startups. So it's when I was back in college, this would be an opportunity I would have jumped all over. So this is really great to see this come into the region to help the students.
And Hudson's actually looking for a CTO. So we're not only the original intent of the program was just to look for students, but we've actually broadened that because there was a huge amount of interest from professionals in the region who have a desire to work with startups. And so talking with our companies like Hudson, who's actually hiring a CTO, we decided to open it up to not only students, but also professionals.
So you're looking for a chief technology officer? Is that,
exactly.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yep.
Any other talent that you'll be trying to find through Uplink?
Yeah, so it's always good to have a steady flow of interns on your team, looking for hungry for work. So there's a possibility that we might bring on another intern, which will be good for the community, whether it's a student or somebody just looking to pick up some part-time work. That's a good opportunity for them as well.
Abby, can you talk about the types of opportunities that will be available to students through the career fair?
Yes, there's all kinds of full-time, part-time, and internships, which are all either paid or you get school credit for the internships. There's different kinds like developers, project coordinator, research specialty, marketing, sales, finance, data analysis, really all over the board.
513-419-7100. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can also email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And what level of participation, how much interest is this generating so far, Amanda?
So as we said before, we have about 24, well, we have 24 startups, so we've decided to cut it off at 24. These startups have, as Abby mentioned, a lot of really great opportunities. And so if you're interested in working with a startup on the ground floor, if you're wanting to have more experience, more responsibility, and really have some say in the boardroom, you are an ideal candidate to come and work for these startups. We've already reached out to all of the universities in the Cincinnati metro area, and we have significant interest in not only students but also professionals. But we're looking for more. These are great opportunities, and we would love to see more students and professionals come, not only learn about the startups but also potentially apply for these positions that we have open. We have about 40 to 50 positions that are available that night. So if you're in the job market, if you have a kid that's maybe living in your basement and you want them to get a job, send them out to us. If you're listening to us and you're sitting in a cubicle and you just really want to get out of a corporate environment, we're talking to you. So we are looking for people who are hungry, people who are really wanting to get engaged in a startup and really want to get engaged in this really exciting entrepreneur ecosystem that we have here in Cincinnati.
Is that what makes this first of its kind, the fact that you're appealing to people who don't necessarily want to take the usual corporate career path?
Right.
They're maybe more innovative, entrepreneurial, creative. Talk about the kind of person that this would be a good fit for.
It's interesting that you're asking that because we have to register, there's actually a questionnaire to fill out. So what type of person are you? Abby, what are some of the things on there that we're asking for?
It's kind of like all over the board, really. Are you loyal? Are you risk taker? Are you honest? You know, all the different things that you really look for and you don't think about it all the time. Like, that's not what I am. But when you have to mark it down, it's a good thing to look at that.
So we're capturing that information on people that are interested in coming to the event, and we're communicating that to the startups and saying, okay, this might be an ideal candidate for you based on the information that they're provided. Are you looking for somebody who's willing to be quirky and think outside of the box? Are you looking for somebody who's very detail-oriented? So we're collecting lots of information because we're an informatics accelerator, and that's what we do. So we're collecting lots of information about the people that are attending and also the startups that are attending. And so we're going to communicate that information out prior to the event. So the startups will have an idea of the type of people that are going to be there. And then the professionals and the students, we're going to give them a packet when they walk in the door that says, okay, here are the 24 startups that are available. These are the type of opportunities that they have available. So they can go directly to the startup that intrigues them the most and have a really great conversation and use the time valuably.
If I'm a student who's interested in taking part in this, do I need to what do I need to do to prepare? Do I need to bring a resume? Do I need, is it that kind of a thing? Or
it's pretty informal. Startup community in general is pretty informal. I mean, you can't see us now, but we're all wearing jeans. So the startup community is pretty lax. You do want to come prepared. If you have a resume, great. You know, something that you want to leave behind for the companies to remember you. And so if you're interested in attending, whether you're a professional or you're a student, you can go to uptechideas.org. On our homepage, there's a place that you can click and register for the event. I would like to also mention that we have free headshots available. So we have a professional photographer that's going to be there. And if you need some updated, you know, fresh picture for your LinkedIn or resume, that's a great opportunity for you to get that done as well.
Now, if I'm a company that's interested in participating, what do I need to do?
So we already have 24 startups that are signed up. So we're pretty full on the amount of startups that we can have. However, you know, feel free to go ahead and email us and we can keep your information. If someone cancels, we can plug you in. And I'm sure we'll do this event next year so we can add you to the list for next year's planning.
513-419-7100 to join our conversation. Let's talk with Andrew in Avondale. Good afternoon, Andrew. You're on Cincinnati Edition.
I'm interested in working for a startup or perhaps even starting something up myself. Okay. And I'm sort of interested in connecting to resources for doing this. My most recent project I had in mind was creating an air conditioner for the isolation suits they wear over in the Ebola regions.
Okay, great.
So you're entrepreneurial and innovative, and you're looking for some advice. So what might that be for Andrew?
You know, I would recommend that Andrew visits Centrifuge. They have a great resource link that will kind of educate you on the various resources that are available in this region. UpTech is specifically focused on informatics companies, but we are one of many pieces of the puzzle in the region that can help start your businesses. Northern Kentucky University has a great small business development center. That's a great place to start to kind of, you know, understand, you know, all the resources that are available. And again, I would go to Centrifuge and look at their website and view all the resources that are available in the region.
Hudson, since you've been there and you've done that and you're still on the journey, do you have any advice for Andrew as far as getting started with an idea like that?
Yeah, I would say just start getting yourself out there and start networking with as many people as possible. And it just takes one or two meetings to kind of start that domino effect of getting one meeting and then they recommend you to somebody else that you can talk to. So even if the first meeting that you land is not the right meeting, they can definitely help point you in the right direction. And I actually got my start through some people at Centrifuge. So definitely recommend checking them out. And then they'll kind of be able to help you understand what the ecosystem looks like and understand where the best fit is for you.
What was the biggest challenge for you when you started your business? What was it, that maybe the trust issue, as far as there's a lot of private information between banks and customers, and here we are, we're dealing with that area?
Sure. So I think there's a lot of challenges associated with starting a business. I think that the biggest one is kind of the chicken before the egg and vice versa. So how do you start a business with nothing is kind of the trick. So you have to have some sort of validation within the market, whether that's an early adopter, an early customer. So that was the thing that I focused on overcoming quickly, was getting some traction, showing people the vision, and then really getting my objective was to get into UpTech to help launch my business. And so I did enough to have UpTech believe my vision. That's really helped propel my business into the marketplace.
Amanda, can you tell us some of the other organizations who are participating? We know we've got, or Abby, whoever might have that. Yeah.
We have a lot. So, of course, we have Hudson, and then we also have Tixers, which is also a UpTech 2 class. We have GoSum Pro. I'm trying to think of all
Differential
of them.
Is one of the local startups.
Artworks.
We have about 24. So they're all, we vetted them. So they're all local startups in the region that either we know about or, you know, we've had in-depth conversations with them to validate that they have really good opportunities. So these are 24 hand-selected startups that we believe in and we feel like they have good opportunities and they're a good place to work.
The key thing is that these are companies that need help in certain areas.
And, correct.
if they're going to keep going, they need to find this help.
That's right. And we turned some folks away because we felt like they were too big. They weren't necessarily a startup. Maybe they were a chain. So we really tried to be selective in the companies that we have in this program.
Hudson, you talked about you need a technology officer. What other types of skills are you looking for? What other, as a startup business, what kinds of things do you need help in?
Yep.
Desperately.
So, when you're looking at any candidate, what I look for is somebody who's well-rounded, who doesn't just wear one hat. So, can my chief technology officer also sit in a meeting with me and draw out the vision for the company? Can we do a whiteboarding activity that has nothing to do with this subject matter? That's what I'm looking for, is somebody who's well-rounded enough that can add value to the other pieces of the business. If he needs to go meet with the lawyers, the accountants, with the customers, that he can do that, and or he or she can do that, and not just be a one-dimensional player.
Is that pretty typical, Amanda? Somebody who goes into a role with a startup needs to be more well-rounded than other people would
Absolutely.
Be?
Absolutely. So, you know, I work at UpTech, and, you know, we said that we were a startup among startups. And I mean, we're going into our fourth year and we're a little more seasoned. But in the beginning, when I was hired, I mean, I was asked, like, if you walk down the hallway, this is a famous quote in one of my interviews. If you walk down the hallway and you see a post-it, a piece of paper on the floor, pick it up. Like, we want somebody who is not afraid to take out the trash, to do the dishes. I mean, I do all of that stuff still today. And that's part of being, in a startup environment. I mean, it's from the bottom to the top. I mean, and Abby really can talk about that. She works at UpTech and she also works at Bad Girl Ventures. So as a student, I mean, she can offer a unique perspective on what it's like to work there.
Yeah, it's really difficult because when I went into it for my first interviews, I had no idea that I wanted to work for startups. And then I got my internship with Bad Girl Ventures last May, and I've done so much for them. Not saying like it's all me, but I mean,
so many different things.
You're the old expression. You're a jack of all trades. You
exactly.
do a lot of different things. Keep talking about that.
So I do. I sit on like marketing meetings, PR meetings. I've written letters. I go to the store and buy stuff for parties. You know, I do so many different things. So at first, I went in thinking, you know, I want to do like PR. That's my major. I want to work for that, and then I've just been able to do so much, so it's made me like a more rounded person working for startups as well.
Abby leads all of our social media, so she does a really great job. We meet at the beginning of the month and we talk about things that we want to go on social media, and she manages all of that. So as a senior in college, to be able to manage all these social media pages and being interested in PR, that's a great opportunity. And that's the type of thing that you would do working with a startup.
Yeah, that's the type of thing startups are in need of.
Absolutely. I mean, Hudson can attest. When's the last time you like sat down and really thought about a social media strategy, Hudson? Because, you know, he's yep. worried about validating his idea and talking with banks and talking about potential customers.
Yeah, and the great thing about I have an intern right now from Northern Kentucky University, and she's been really, really versatile at what she does. So I'll have her run our social media campaigns and then offload some other stuff onto her. But then within the span of 30 minutes, she goes from doing one thing to outlining like the 2-3 year vision for our company.
Shifting gears pretty quick. Yeah.
So it's pretty demanding. It's definitely not to be considered an internship, in my opinion. Like, you're an employee of the business.
Absolutely.
And you're vested in the best interest of making the business successful.
Amanda, how can people get more information about UpLink?
So they can go to uptechideas.org. We have a banner on the homepage. You can click that, and it'll take you to the RSVP page if you're a professional or a student and you're interested in joining us.
There's also a link on our website, wvxu.org. Amanda, Abby, and Hudson, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks.
UpTech Program Manager Amanda Greenwell, Abby Ober, UpTech Program Associate, and Hudson Chilton, founder of local startup Travel Notes. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier with help from Kevin Reynolds. The technical director was Rick Andres. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now on 91.7 WVXU.